used to wanna be a cool girl. Hate pink in a blue world. I used to like the drama. Mama racing fast like Yokohama. Watching girls on the TV hit me right in the feelings. Now I shine bright like a diamond with my girl standing right by me. We're blessed from above like pieces of art, and we've got nothing but love. Lipstick stains on a mirror, perfume smells like a cherry. Little black dress, little purse with all of the baggage I carry. And this is ladies' night, no, nobody kill a vibe. Oh, we've got nothing but love. Drunk in bathroom clubs with girls like girls. Na 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 na. Girls like girls. Girls for life of the girls. Girls all over the world. Girls for better or worse. Girls like girls. Drunk in bathroom clubs with girls like girls. Girls like girls.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Garrett.
And we are DJ Gooped.
And DJ Gagged.
Which means that this is Gooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Glorious.
Indeed.
Yes, another glorious day in Studio C.
We love it.
We're glad to be here with you on this beautiful Thursday night / Friday morning.
Indeed.
It is 1 a.m.
We are tired.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the flu shot I got today or just a combination of factors. I am sleepy.
Well, you may only hear me later at one point in the show if I'm rocking Sophie to sleep.
Exactly.
But
I'll try to stay awake.
It is like those vaccines sometimes.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like they always, like, my arm just, like, hurts.
Mine does, too. Can you hear me, by the way?
My headphones are not on, to be honest.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
My microphone is on. That should be good, then.
Yeah, I see sound. I feel like I'm just louder than you. So, I think
that's true.
But we'll have time to adjust.
We will. That first song was
Girls Like Girls by Taya.
Excellent.
Who's part of a duo who represented Austria at Eurovision 2022. Ooh, and was one of the writers on the winning song last year.
Ooh la la.
Wasted Love.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes.
I see.
I've like, she's been releasing some songs, I think, for probably like an EP, and I've been enjoying.
Oh. Sorry, I'm all over the place.
We've had a long week here at Tufts. We are in the middle of midterm season. I kind of just finished mine up. I had like 3 this week, and I have like a quiz next week.
Ugh.
And how are you?
Yeah, I had midterm. Today was just a busy day. Like, class, work, vaccine, quiz, composition, family, Gooped and Gagged.
Oh. Well, Gooped and Gagged is supposed to be rejuvenating.
Not an obligation. But anyways.
It is obligatory, though.
It is obligatory.
Because I will find you.
will always be here. Garrett has to get up for like a 6, 8 a.m. train tomorrow morning, and he is still here.
Exactly.
We love to see it.
But what's not here currently is our next songs.
Our next songs.
So what are they?
Two Swedish groups.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the songs are in English.
Disappointing.
First, we're going to hear Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Ooh.
Excellent song. And then we're going to hear Been It by The Cardigans.
Slay.
Enjoy.
Bye. Bye.
I'm right over here.
right. You just heard Been It by The Cardigans and Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Well, I'm not dancing on my own because I have Sophie with me.
Exactly.
And that's what I've been saying. And that's what I've always said.
And that's what I've always said.
And that's what I've always said.
And I've always said that. I miss her.
I miss her so much.
Yes. This is our RA from last year. Emily, if you're out there, love you.
My like adopted RA mother.
Oh, right. She wasn't your RA. But you basically lived on her floor.
I high-key did.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
And now we live on the same floor again.
Yay.
I almost said flame floor.
The flame floor.
The wheat foxes. I've been having a lot of like vocal issues recently. I think I'm a little sleep deprived / tired.
Yeah.
No, I just like
you should sleep more. You know what the solution to that would be? Sleeping more.
Don't judge me like that. No, but I really enjoyed those songs. I love Dancing on My Own.
I love that song.
Because, like, high-key does make me want to dance.
It's such a vibe. They played it in Carm the other day, which by which I mean, like, 2 weeks ago. And it was so good.
No, I love it. Also, like, I think we need to have a, like, WMFO subsidiary, and it's just the Carm playlist.
Yes.
Because I feel like they're always serving.
We were talking about this today in Carm.
And no way.
Yeah.
That's kind of meta.
I know, right? But we were discussing how, like, erratic the Carm music is. Like, how different it is day to day. And who was there? Oh, what's his name? Alex. Do you remember Alex? Anyways, he was telling us that he talked to some of the chefs, I think, and they pay for, like, a radio service, I think. But, like, every day, like, a different chef gets to choose, or a different cook or whatever, gets to choose the playlist or the station or something.
Ooh.
Which is why it's so different all the time.
And I stan.
I love it. Whoever had Dancing on My Own on their playlist, I need to know.
Snaps from the studio.
Exactly. All right, what have we got next? We've got a lot of pairs on this playlist.
Yeah. I also all like girly bops from me, to be honest.
Mine are all like
sad
and slow. Yeah.
Yeah. I just bring the energy, you know. Exactly. I'm like the life of the party.
And I'm asleep.
And you're asleep. And
somehow I get more sleep than you. I'm just saying, I don't know how it's possible that I get more sleep than you, and yet you have more energy.
I didn't even have coffee today. I have become a bit of a coffee. I'm not a coffee addict. I just drink more.
Than you used to.
Yes.
Tisk tisk.
Yeah. Well, it was like, I knew if I drank my coffee before my midterm today, I would have to get up and leave and go to the bathroom. And I will leave it there. Because we're going to transition to the next two songs.
Yay.
Okay, so these are two songs by the girl group Cat's Eye. They are like dubbed like the world K-pop group. So
that's
it's
so gnarly.
Yeah. Ah ha ha ha. Yeah, they recently went viral last year for their song Gnarly. However, over the summer I watched the show about their formation with one of my best friends from home called Popstar Academy on Netflix. High-key crazy.
Yeah.
We were entertained. And you will
Are
hear...
Are you not entertained? Sorry, continue.
And you'll hear a couple songs from one of the other people on that show in a little bit. But we are going to be listening to Gabriella and then Debut by Cat's Eye.
Enjoy.
Meow, meow. Thank you.
I couldn't catch it. Heart in the casket. You always knew it. The starting role, the main attraction. Got cameras flashing. Like, ooh, you got everybody's eyes and just for you. And I see it too. Yeah, ooh, you can have anyone else you wanted to. I'm begging you. Hands up, Gabriella. Gabriella, hands up, Gabriella. It's just like the summer under the cover. Me in the middle, overprotective of my lover. You made me wonder, like, ooh, if you made all of these fantasies come true, what would you do? Yeah, ooh, you can have anyone else you wanted to, but I'm begging you. Hands up, Gabriella. Gabriella, hands up, Gabriella.
Love me once and all.
Meow, meow.
What is that, Garrett?
So you just listened to two songs by Cat's Eye. First, Gabriella, and then you just listened to Debut.
Yay!
Yes. They're coming to Boston in November. And I was telling Sophie that I want to go, but tickets are like $300 right
Ooh.
Now. Yeah, you tell them. but no, tickets are just so expensive nowadays.
Indeed.
You know, back in my day.
I wasn't going to concerts back in my day.
I paid $1.75.
No way.
Yeah. No. Like, I want to get...
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to get better, like, get in a better section for Zara Larsson.
Yes. Where is she playing?
Citizens House of Blues.
What is that?
It's, like, across the street from MGM.
Oh.
But to get a floor ticket, you have to get a VIP package.
No way.
And it's like...
So you're in a seat?
Well, no. I'm in the, what's called the upper mezzanine.
The nosebleeds, a.k.a.
Yeah, so yes. I'm like above the balcony, essentially.
Wow. Yeah.
But I really want to get floor. But like it's also $175. Though it is like, and get there early and like take pictures and get the vinyl and stuff included.
That's pretty cool.
And I did buy two tickets, but I don't know if anyone's going to go with me of our friends because it is Zara Larsson and she kind of only fits my music taste.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
You have one other ticket though?
I do. So if you want to come.
When is it again?
December 6th. No, no, it's in March. No, it's your birthday, actually.
Oh my God, it's my birthday.
Yes. Well, it's Lady Gaga's birthday, but you're also
it's our birthday.
Sure.
I was going to say something. Well, that's pretty good. $175 for like a VIP package is pretty good. Like I was just rechecking the Lady Gaga Speak of
oh
the
my
Devil
God.
Concert tickets today.
Speak
and, like,
of the Devil.
Nosebleed is like $360. Like yeah. Worst ticket in the house.
I know.
It's wild.
I know. I may go for it. I kind of wish I got the Aurora VIP ticket.
Yeah.
But.
Then you should.
I may treat myself.
You should.
But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
It's, yeah. as soon as I start thinking. I know. It's too late.
Continuing the pair. Yeah. Okay, so we're going
to hear. We're a little Delulu in the studio.
You're going to hear Not by Big Thief. I saw Big Thief on Tuesday in it. And they were incredible. Taylor and I got there really early and were way at the front, which was amazing. And this was probably one of my favorite songs they played. It was awesome. And then we're going to hear Karina, which is technically not Big Thief. It's Adrian Lanker and Buck Meek, but they are of Big Thief. So, enjoy.
Enjoy. I don't know why I did that. Yeah. Bye. Stable.
your purse, nor the bed that is haunted with a blanket of thirst. It's not the hunger revealing, nor the ricochet.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This was a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Sweetest Karina, give me a sign.
Heard Karina by Adrian Lanker and Buck Meek, and before that was Not by Big Thief. It was Not by Big Thief.
Hardy har har har.
Har har
har. Har 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 har.
Chuckle chuckle.
I think we need to be placed in an asylum.
Probably.
After this show.
Maybe we could sleep there.
Yay! When I don't have to go to class. Yay. No, I really like those.
Thank you.
What was your favorite part about the Big Thief concert?
I mean, they were just, like, amazing musicians. Like, really fun to watch. Like, just, like, really into it and...
Love.
But my favorite song of theirs... is probably Los Angeles, which is from their new album. And they played that, I think, like, second or third, and it started playing, and I just, like, instantly started crying. It was great. I mean, we were all crying at different parts of the concert, but I think I cried earliest on. It was, like...
Beautiful.
It was great.
Yeah. I think you played Los Angeles.
I did.
At some point on the show.
Yeah, probably, like, the first episode back.
Probably. Does it have, like, a green logo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a lime.
Yes.
Yeah. Double infinity. The merch was really cool. I would have liked some, but, like, the line was really long. And I had a midterm at 9 a.m. the next morning.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bold.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Listen, when the music's good...
Exactly.
You gotta persevere. You gotta do it.
I know, and I've been seeing people around campus now with their, like, awesome Big Thief merch, and I'm like, ugh. Alas. But Taylor and I went to Taco Bell instead and got a snack.
Yeah, and you got to lick her toes.
Yeah.
No.
Adrian Lanker.
Yeah.
I was closer to Buck Meek, though. We made eye contact.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Deep.
Deep.
All right.
Anyways,
so next we're going to be playing two songs.
20 minutes. Sorry, continue. Introduce your songs.
Thank you. We are going to have two songs by Adela, who is a Slovak artist. Hashtag get her on Eurovision. Maybe bring Slovakia back, please. But she competed on the Cat's Eye show.
No way.
And got, like, eliminated in the first round.
No way.
But, like, she was also, like, the best one, kind of. And, like, they were like, oh, she has, like, solo potential, but maybe not for a girl group.
Oh, so that's why they eliminated her? Because yes. She was so good.
Well, she was the best singer, but, like, people just, like, weren't connecting with her on the show, even though she had been there for 2 years at that point. But we're going to listen to Super Scar and Sex on the Beat. And I've been listening to Super Scar a lot.
Yay.
So I love. But yeah, this is Adela. Bye.
Enjoy.
Bye. Bye.
Tap, tap, just a little pretty girl. Go on and cause a scene. Proof how bad you need it. Put on a show for me. Dancing for the devil. Bring your body and your energy. Hit you, got it going fun. And sell your sex and soul to me. Me.
That was Superscar and Sex on the Beat by Adela.
Lovely.
Yeah. Now, I've been enjoying her music recently.
I enjoyed that as well.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. It is very much in my wheelhouse.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have nothing to say.
Okay.
No, I liked that.
Yeah.
I especially liked the first one, Superscar.
I like
the one that you said you've been listening to a lot.
Yes. I think I do prefer Superscar. She's also been like with, like, she just posted on Instagram with like Troye Sivan and Demi Lovato.
Oh my.
And that, like, one of the lesbians from Bottoms, not...
Oh, Rachel Sennett?
Yes, Rachel Sennett.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. It's like Iconoclina.
Oh, absolutely.
But what do we have next?
Next up, for a drastic shift in vibe, we are going to listen to Montezuma by the Fleet Foxes.
And then be prepared for another drastic shift in vibe.
Yes, indeed. But you're used to that if you've listened to us before.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Sit back, relax.
Bye.
News for the next 3.5 hours.
Au revoir.
So now I am older than my mother and father. When they had their daughter, now what does that say about me?
was Montezuma by the Fleet Foxes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sophie, all like ever. Guys, I have a confession.
Yeah.
I get bullied by Sophie for my accent.
I do bully you. Because he says coffee and talk and walk.
Listen, just because I'm walking to get my coffee doesn't mean you have to make fun of me.
I do.
The way I'm talking.
I'm sorry, but I do.
Well, I'm actually going to be in Jersey this weekend for a conference. So
Fork is going back to kitchen.
Fork frown in kitchen. Actually, yeah, let's just go.
We need to be put away.
Diet Pepsi, Addison Rae.
Yeah.
Bye.
My boy's a winner. He loves the game. My lips reflect off his cross gold chain. I like the way he's telling me. My ass looks good in these ripped blue jeans. My cheeks are red like cherries in the spring. Body's a work of art, you're to die to see.
I do love you.
That
was Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae.
Indeed.
But unfortunately, the hour is upon us. And this is Scooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for bearing with us.
Yes. And we will send you out with a little more Addison. This is Fame as a Gun.
Tone of innocence. Don't ask too many questions. That is my one suggestion.